A very good morning and welcome along to Clare FM's Farm Focus. James Mulhall with you here today. Now, another coronavirus heavy programme ahead, as I imagine it will be for the next while, but we still have advice from Teagasc, and this week that's on dairying. First though, we're going to take a look at the weather for the weekend ahead. So outbreaks of rain will affect west and southwest counties today, with possible sleet here, mainly on higher ground though, dry in most other areas, with the best of any sunny spells in the east of the country. It will be rather cold, with afternoon highs of only 5 to 8 degrees today. Tonight then, it will be cloudy across the western half of the country, where there's a risk of some light rain. Temperatures once again higher in Munster than everywhere else at between 4 and 6 degrees, a chilly plus 1 to plus 3 degrees elsewhere. Sunday then will be a dry sunny day with temperatures of up to 12 degrees here in the west. Now we'll get to our first interview of the morning, where Adrian Curtin of Teagasc joins us for the first time on the programme. Adrian, good morning.
How are you doing? That's great.
So you're looking at tips for dairy farmers for March, Adrian. So just to start off with, how are things looking on dairy farms at the moment?
So at the moment, most dairy farms are well into calving season, with some farmers having maybe up on 80% of their cows calved this stage. It's varying from farm to farm, but at the moment, the ground conditions are far from perfect for grazing, or ideal for a farmer to make a start to get out grazing this spring. But it looks at things, weather is hoping to pick up now towards the end of this week, maybe, and it'll help get farmer stock out and get them back grazing again. This will have plenty of benefits for both the cow and the farmer this time of year.
And what benefits will turning out cows to grass actually have?
As I said earlier, some farmers will have a lot of cows calved at this stage, and they're well aware of demand for feeding these cows is a lot higher than those cows left remain to calve. So turning these cows out will help to fill their appetite, and the grass this time of year is very good quality for them. So even the best quality soil inside would not match what's found in grass at the moment outside. This grass this time of year is high energy, high protein. Cows perform really well in it, and it has added benefit. Like when you have this good quality feed, it helps to increase protein content, which a lot of farms, if cows are calved a while now, have more than likely started to drop, and you want to stop this drop if you can in the protein. For the farmer, they're well aware of, like, cows inside, there's more time spent in the yard, you have to be feeding soils, scraping cubicles, all this adds up, so it's a lot much. Lot of time saved around the yard, so you have less time cleaning cubicles and feeding silage, and you don't have to have that done as much.
Absolutely. And what fertiliser should farmers be using at this time of the year?
So I've had mixed reviews of fertiliser. So some people have stuff out since back in January when weather conditions were better, but most fellas have nothing put out at the moment. So this will be a priority thing to start maybe looking at next, when weather conditions start coming right now and ground conditions are low, to maybe get some fertiliser out, get the grass growing again, get things moving for the year. What is probably best to put out would be urea. Look for all different points of view. It's the cheapest form of nitrogen. It's good for, it works well in this kind of conditions in the springtime. And the other thing is, when you, what I want to put it, like, you want to get down to your heavier covers to hold them, to stop them from going yellow. When they go yellow, it just takes longer to turn around again. You want to try and hold them as green for as long as possible. Some people are anxious to put out 18-6-12, but look, at this time of year, you need a lot more response from spraying a compound fertilizer like that. I would hold off on spreading too much for compound yet, maybe till the end, mid till late, well, the start of April now, late this rate. The 18-6-12, the conditions will be better to get a good response from it. Like.
Okay. And in terms of milk recording then, when did you start that?
So, look, milk recording is another thing that's been very important to get done in March. You can start at any stage. But look, probably the best one to get done is just before the end of March. It gives you a good idea of what has happened over the dry period. And given that there's a greater push towards selective dry cow therapy, mean that cows that have high cell count will only be able to receive antibiotic tubes in the future, will probably become very useful for this point of view. For those currently milk recording, it's important that you try to get at least one milk recording completed before the end of March, as this will give you the indication of how the dry period went for the cows, especially those high cell count cows that get antibiotic treatment last winter at dry off. This early milk calling also show well if the antibiotic treatment worked or not, or if the, maybe you might have to change tubes in time.
And just on a final brief note, Adrian, and not to be putting you on the spot now, but obviously we're in the middle of the COVID-19 outbreak, but very much, I suppose, what we're hearing from the government is to operate as normal. Is that what you're kind of, that message you're giving out to farmers now, just kind of keep going as much as you can?
Yep, look, operate as normal. I suppose if you have to go to things, maybe keep your distances or like your co-op, stuff like that, as we've been told. For inside here, we're still walking away as normal, appointments and stuff as much as possible. If you can ring in before you come in or and stuff like that, would be great help. But more or less, offices are kind of closed up. But we'll work with you and be in contact with you over the phone. Anna.
Absolutely. I suppose we all have to do our bit. Adrian, thanks a million for joining me this morning.
No problem.
Adrian Curtin there. We'll take a quick break now before discussing COVID-19. Here on Clare FM, James Mulhall with you this morning. Now, with the coronavirus continuing to spread across the country and indeed across the world, it's an extremely worrying time across the board, and that is no different, of course, for farmers. So on this, I've been speaking firstly with Joseph Wolfe from Quilty, who is a Beef Plan Movement member, about what that group is doing during this crisis.
Oh, they are, of course. They are, and a lot of the demographic is elderly, and they have families very close to Muley, living in incredibly close proximity to where their businesses are. So, and they're already a very, very tight-knit community model, and going to local funerals and going to the local shops and co-ops and all those, the mart, all those meeting places. Now they're prohibited as sort of from going there. So it is very unusual.
Absolutely. Very, very
unusual.
The only
thing I can think of back is like the foot and mouth was the last big thing that hit farmers in that community, and they did rally together and work together incredibly well to get around those issues. So I imagine they have their mental and social resources to get through troubled times.
Absolutely. And I suppose it's important to point out as well that we're, you know, people panic buying in the supermarkets, panic buying food, and farmers are the ones that are putting the food on the table. So they're really going to keep everyone going at this time.
Yeah, and I can. There'll probably be some level of importing issues, maybe exporting issues too, that we feed a lot of people. And maybe it'll be interesting to see that some of the food that we take for granted should be produced more locally, and maybe the model of eating kind of salad meals in the middle of winter when it really doesn't really grow at that time of the year will have to be looked at. You know, so there's other things we take for granted. Over here, avocados and some kind of exotic fruits and vegetables that are actually coming from South America, Africa, around the middle of the equator regions. People just don't realize where they're coming from and that they're not produced locally.
And you mentioned it already, but farmers, an older demographic, which, you know, it is one of the at-risk categories, and that's not to frighten anyone, but that's just to put the message out there to look after yourselves, that kind of thing. Social isolation, the biggest thing there really is to avoid being around too many people when at all possible. And that puts its difficulties. Now, I suppose for some people, they're working from home. A farmer's always working from home. So in some ways, able to kind of carry on as reasonably as normal, do you think?
Well, I think their environment is usually, as an individual, they're taking care of their chores and their livestock and their fields and all that by themselves. But also, too, like, they should, if they do feel as if they're not feeling healthy, contact the neighbour. And that's kind of what I would make contact with you today, James. That within the Beef Plan, we have a lot of farmers on WhatsApp. There's over 1,000 or so across Clare, and we want to say to the farmers to make contact with Beef Plan, and we can relay important information to other people to get you the help you need. Just that working alone can be hard and tricky, but if you're sick and not feeling good, you need a bit of help. And there is things that can be done for each other in that community model that a lot of Irish people have very close to their heart. Money mightn't be the king in a lot of people's minds. It's actually doing good for others and taking care of each other, and that's what we we want to see happen more and more.
Absolutely, and that's, I suppose, something that farmers are great for as well, is looking out for each other. And it's the same, I suppose, across rural Ireland. People look out for your neighbours, and if, God forbid, a farmer did get struck down with COVID-19, there is help on hand. They just have to pick up the phone and call someone, because the farm will still need to be manned. So there's plenty of support available, neighbours, friends, you know, word of mouth will get out there, and people will do the few jobs around the farm for you.
Of course, with the simple chores, feeding cattle, watching a couple of cows that are calving. You know, dairy farmers now, they're a bit more pressure on those coming to this time of the year, which having to meet their requirements for the tanker coming in to collect the milk, stuff going out, feed stuff. But we can all help out. A farmer is, we think it's our own thing. We have to do it all ourselves. We actually don't. We have, if you look at the contractor society there and do your silage and your hay and spread manure, you often get outside people in to do those tasks that you find hard to manage with the capacity of big machinery and workforce. But in the same model, we're all here to help and work with each other. And the beef plan is, if anyone puts up a message on WhatsApp, we'll find ways to get things sorted. And it'll only be for a handful of months, God willing, and things will move back to normal. We've seen some of that happen there in China, and we'll see that positive and positive progression towards getting on top of this issue coming to the forefront.
And for anyone who is worried, I suppose, about being able to carry on, you know, if they have got sick or if they need to mind someone who is sick, or if they have to isolate themselves in the house, you say the beef plan is on hand to help. How can they actually reach out for this help?
So on the WhatsApp pages, we have a dedicated telephone number to contact. So you contact the dedicated telephone number, and from there we will find the person closest to you to help you out. And it'll be all confidential information. So it'll be an appropriate person taking care of the appropriate needs of the other person.
And that's the best
we can do.
Exactly, that's the bottom line. Everyone will do the best they can do. Everyone will look out for each other, and you know, probably in for a rough you know, we don't know how long it's going to go on, for weeks or months, but in for a rough period over the next while. But you know, everyone will kind of rally behind each other and make sure that we can get through it as best we can.
Yeah, and look at it, I always think about work from the worst scenario outwards. So if the eldest people in the community should self-isolate, was my own thoughts going back 2 or 3 weeks ago, and work its way to the most healthiest people. And you know, the younger people can, if they contracted it, they can usually fight it and defeat it, having good overall health. But they're the people then that can muck in and do the jobs and tasks that the person that's finding it a bit harder to manage at that moment in time would need to have done.
Joseph Wolfe there, and now a word from Tom Lane from Partine, who is the Clare IFA chair.
It is. I mean, there is HSE guidelines out there, and farmers definitely have to follow that protocol. Washing hands and social distancing is very important, and I suppose most of all to minimise your contact outside your own farmyard, and that anybody coming onto your farm definitely has to be by appointment only.
And this, I suppose, in many ways, it'll remind a lot of farmers about the BSE crisis many years ago. You know, I don't know, would we call it more serious, but very serious. And you know, you kind of do have to put those same measures in place to make sure that people coming onto the farm are being hygienic, and that you're confident that it's not going to spread that way.
Definitely, like anything there from foot and mouth or anything like that in the past, everyone, you know, really hygiene is most important now, because a farmer, his work, it's every day. So if he's out of action, his farm suffers. So basically, also what we're trying to do is to put together in local branches of IFA is to get everybody in communication with each other. And definitely very important for every farmer to put a farm work plan in place, so that if he or she is out of action or isolated due to this virus, that basically somebody else can go in, pick up the list and carry out the duties.
And I suppose that's something that maybe a lot of farmers wouldn't have in place ordinarily, because it can be a very kind of a solo work. You're working on your own a lot, and I suppose, you know, that's the best example of social distancing. But at the same time, it often means that you don't have a backup plan if you do fall ill or if you do get injured, and generally in life, I suppose. But this is a more pressing issue now.
This is definitely of utmost importance, and it has been suggested even to go out in the morning, turn on your phone, put on the video camera and make a video of your morning routine, from how you start up your milk machine or how you feed your cattle or how you look after your calves. And that then can be relayed then to a neighbour or to a friend or to somebody. Definitely an awful lot of people within the IFA branch organisation are actually putting themselves forward and trying to coordinate a backup and help there. So if you are in difficulty, get on to your branch chairman and help will follow.
And in terms of maybe some of the day-to-day business on the farm as well, I know that the marts have their own guidelines coming in terms of, you know, they're saying at the moment anyway to keep it to only people who need to be there. I know it can be a very social gathering, but if you don't need to be there, just avoid it, because we do need to keep as much space between us as possible.
Yeah, definitely. Anything there that's not of importance for the next couple of weeks or even months, definitely we do have to keep our distance, stay out of larger social gatherings, and we have to do our bit in curtailing the spread of this virus.
And look, it's stressful and it's going to be a strain on a lot of people. And as well, look, mind your mental health in terms of if you are feeling a bit down, you know, there's plenty of places to reach out and chat to someone about that, because there's no use in suffering your mental health if you're going to be kind of struggling anyway.
Well, definitely you do start to see an awful lot of people out walking and cycling and everything else at the moment. And all those activities are keeping your social distance, and at the same time you are out in the real world. So definitely I wouldn't stay hidden up in my own farm. Definitely I'd be going out there into the world, but I would keep my distance and not put myself or anyone else in jeopardy.
Tom Lane of the IFA there. And just briefly before we wrap up for this morning, I'll just have a quick look at the marts from during the week. So obviously at the moment, and as we outlined there with Tom, there is restricted attendance at the marts at the moment, and the advice is only to attend if you need to conduct business, no children to be there, and for those who are unwell but need to sell or who don't feel comfortable going along because of social distancing, they can nominate someone to sell on their behalf as well, so bear all of that in mind. We'll take a quick look at Kilrush first, and it seems there was plenty on hand on Wednesday, so there were over 350 animals on offer. Trade for calves improved, but better calves on offer, with 75% of them sold without the sellers being present, which is a sign of the times, no doubt. Friesian bulls made between 5 and 122, and Whitehead bull calves made up to 262, and Whitehead heifers up to 170. Trade for bullocks, heifers and cull cows was a shade easier though. And looking at the mart in Ennis on Thursday then, a good sized sale with over 800 on offer. That sale again was held with further restrictions in place, and it did pass off perfectly fine. Trade for bullocks improved on the previous week. Heifer trade similar, and the cull cows easier in line with the pull for beef quotes for cull cows at the factory. The improvement in weather as well meant that there was men anxious for stock too. So look, it's not all doom and gloom either. We do have to focus on the positives at this time to get ourselves through. I will be back again next Saturday morning with another edition of Farm Focus. And in the meantime, please do stick with us here on Clare FM for all of your updates on the COVID-19 outbreak. We've all the national, international and of course the local information that you need. And we really do appreciate your support at this time. We have plenty more to come in our news across the day as well. So stay tuned for that, and I'll chat to you again soon.
Farm Focus was sponsored by Munster Group. Munster Insurance and Financial Limited, trading as Munster Group, are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.